Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Anthony May, superintendent here with ALEAF ISD. And today, I get to sit with three exceptional teachers that have actually earned their TIA distinction right here while they were in ALEAF. And so they are real and they do exist. And so I'm honored to be sitting here today with Ms. Veronica Garcia, a teacher at Elsick High School, Ms. Janet Montalvo Ortiz, a teacher at Martinez Early Learning Center, and Ms. Danielle Watts, teacher at Chancellor Elementary. And so thank you all for sitting with us today. If you don't mind, if you all could just tell us a little bit about yourself. Again, you all are real people. You do exist. And everybody wants to know a little bit more about you. So jump in, whoever wants to share first.
I'll start. My name is Danielle Watts, as you mentioned earlier. I'm from Chancellor Elementary. I've been teaching approximately 20 years. I have three adult kids, one grandbaby, which I'm very proud of, and I love teaching. I teach fourth grade, self-contained, all subjects. I've taught first grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade.
Okay.
So.
And what designation do you currently hold?
Currently, I hold the designation of recognized teacher.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, sure. My name is Janet Montalvo. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for this opportunity. I was born in Mexico City, and I moved to Houston 25 years ago. And the year after, I started teaching at ALEAF, so ALEAF is my home. Okay. I've been teaching here for the last 18 years at Alexander Elementary, pre-K, kinder, and kinder dual. And this year, I'm teaching at Martinez, the best early learning childhood center in the whole world, because it is. I have two amazing children, Giovanni and Michelle. Actually, Giovanni studied digital film. So I'm so happy to be here with all these wonderful students. and Michelle, she's studying music at an arts. And both of them, Giovanni studied in London, and Michelle is studying in the UK as well. Wow. They got the scholarships.
Okay.
So this is wonderful for all our future generations. Yeah. They can do it. And I'm so happy I got the TIA Exemplary designation.
Okay. Congratulations. Congratulations.
I love our little ones. Mm-hmm. 4 years old. They rock.
Okay.
And, ALEAF is my home.
All right. Thank you.
So I am Veronica Garcia. I have been teaching for 5 years, 4 years in ALEAF. I did 1 year in HISD. I'm actually an ALEAF product, so I was born in the Valley. When we moved to Houston, I started out here. So all of my education, K through 12, has been here in ALEAF. I'm very proud of it. And my alma mater is Elsick, so getting back to teach there is very full circle for me.
Awesome.
I'm very proud to be ALEAF. I love ALEAF. This is such an honor, and to be able to win it here was the icing on the cake for me. Taught 4 years history. I love history. And I got recognized. That's pretty much it.
All right. So you're recognized?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that a lot, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions out there, of course, because of the population we serve here. You potentially have the opportunity to make even more money because of the population we serve. So do you all mind sharing, like, you don't have to tell us specifically what you earn, but if you can share like the range of what you could possibly earn at that level, you're comfortable.
At my level, you could possibly earn up to 6,000, a little bit over 6,000.
Yeah, for the TIA Exemplary designation, you can earn up to $18,000.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, for the Exemplary.
How much?
Up to $18,000 there's a range, but up to $18,000, yeah,
That's a lot of money.
It's amazing.
That's a lot of money. Okay.
It is.
Yeah. Recognize, I think it was six as well, yeah.
Okay. So how did that impact you in your professional growth and how you go about teaching now?
Well, I can honestly say for me, I try not to think about the money aspect of it. I just always do the best thing for kids and keep that in the back of my mind. I'm very passionate about kids and advocating for them and having their best interests at heart. So the money was just an icing on the cake for me.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a payback for all my hard work. Okay.
So. Yeah, well, when they told me about the designation, I had no idea. Like, I didn't think about the money. I was just like, oh, TIA designation. It's nice. But I mean, it's nice that, you know, we get recognized, as you just said, after all these years, because we do it with love. It's our joy to go every day with our students, right?
Not about the money, yes.
Exactly. But it's great. And especially right now, you know, with all our wonderful teachers, they have this big opportunity to get recognized as well, you know, with money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you guys. It's never been about the money. Like, I mean, it's never been about the money, but it definitely was that like external validation that we never seek. And it was just, wow, someone else sees it, right? Because I know personally, my admin has always made me feel like they believe in me, they trust me, and that made the biggest impact. But like now to see, wow, the state also sees it and they believe it and they trust my admin too. And they think that I'm the bomb.com. Like that was enough, like, you know, like that was so, for me, it was that. And although I already had the confidence, it gave me that extra like,
absolutely.
No, I think, you know, much like a doctor, much like any other profession, you know, teaching is a professional practice, you know, and it takes skills to do what you all are doing. And so I've got a chance to observe you in action in class, but for you three, what are some of the practices for teachers that are looking to, you know, take advantage of this opportunity? What are some of the practices that you all feel like, as you loved on our kids, as you taught our kids, that you had in place in your classroom?
Definitely for me, it would be routines, procedures. I talk to my students a lot about their social and emotional learning, making sure that they're confident in what they're doing and that they truly understand what a good foundation, especially in elementary, is important, that they need that in order to make sure that their house is built strong. Just like everything else you do, you have to have that strong foundation. So I do a lot of that, a lot of cooking. We unite, everybody's united through food. So my students love, like Thanksgiving is coming up, so they're so excited. I provide a lot of buy-in for them, for them to understand that we are a family, we are this unit. I respect you, you respect me, and we kind of bond together, build relationships. Strong relationships are important, I think, in that learning process.
Going back to the notion of relationships and practices in your classroom, you know, what are some of the things that you feel like that you have in place to help support you being successful with TIA?
Yeah, the most important thing will be connections since the first day of school, even before, during meet the teacher, with the students and with the parents as well, because then you create a family and that works magically. And for five of my pre-K ex-students from 14 years ago knocked at my door at the end of this past school year. And I had no idea when I opened the door and I saw them, I was like, who are you? And they were like, you were our teacher. And, you know, they were crying. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it was so wonderful. Yeah. And they were there to invite me to their high school graduation.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Some of them moved to other schools. Mm-hmm. And that was so wonderful, so magical, and that you can create those connections with the students and the parents as well. Mm-hmm. So I went to their graduations here. Mm-hmm.
So your impact lasted from the time you touched those students' lives when they were in pre-K to the time that they graduated here in A-Leaf. They thought enough of the work that you did with them to come back and invite you to their graduation.
Yeah, and you will never imagine that. And they are going to university, all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of that. But yeah, it will be connections with the students, the parents, and of course, as Daniel said, create a safe and happy environment. Because if our students are happy, you are happy, and you know, like knowledge and all what they are learning, it just blooms.
Yeah. So I know you're at the high school level, and of course, it's, you know, this notion that it's impossible to do it. You can't do it. You know, and I've been fortunate to meet some of you that have 98% of your students passing and watch you be successful with TI. How do you do that in your classroom?
So I agree with you guys. I'm real big on building relationships and connections with kids. I think that, like, a lot of times there's this idea that it's kind of harder in high school, and it could be because you're right. The foundation that I think you mentioned, both of you mentioned, does start so early, and we kind of get them, especially I predominantly teach 11th graders, so they're already kind of on the way out. They're checked out. But when we build that family, like you said, like, I don't care what happens in any other class, but right now in Ms. Garcia's sixth period or fifth period or whatever, we're a unit. What happens here is for us, and we have to make sure that we understand each other and we relate to each other and we connect with each other. And for me, it starts off with something simple. So I always do rose, thorn, and bud. And it's just a little reflection. So what was the rose of your week? What was the thorn of your week? And what's the bud? And the bud is the potential, right? And that just, like, helps them get to know one another. A lot of times they've been together. They've known each other since, like, way back, since elementary, probably with you guys, right? So they know each other, but it helps them connect with the kids they don't know each other. And so those little things really help. Also, just being, when I notice a kid's upset, just being like, hey, I see you. Don't ask. What if they want to, they'll come and talk to me. And sometimes, a lot of times, that's enough for them. A lot of times they don't want to talk about it. They just want to be seen, right? Or sometimes they do want to talk about it and they want to be heard. And if it's within my scope, I can listen. If not, I'll be like, we have phenomenal counselors. And this is the one that I trust with my stuff. And it's probably theirs, like, just because I know what their last name is, and send them on their way, right? But when I tell them, like, I'm here for you and that's it, it works for them. It's enough for them. And so I always try to make that connection with them. As far as, like, teaching practices, yes, the small do now SEL. But also, because I've formed those relationships, because me personally, I am open and honest with my students. When I have a lesson that I'm willing to try and it, like, goes really bad, I'll be like, all right, guys, so that wasn't good.
That's on me. The honesty factor.
Yes. I'll be like, all right, so that was my fault. And they respond really well to that. They're receptive. So they see me being honest and vulnerable. Oh, yeah. So then in return, they'll be honest and vulnerable, building those, even deepening those connections that we've already started working on in smaller ways. So I do it unintentionally. Intentionally, so that they don't even realize, hey, now we're a family now. Exactly. Remember when you weren't even talking to them, and now look at y'all. And again, I don't know what happens outside of Ms. Garcia's fourth period, but in Ms. Garcia's fourth period, all of them are friends. All of them are talking. I would hope that outside they are, but at least in here, it's a safe enough space. Yeah. It's a safe enough space.
Yeah, I mean, all of you tended to focus on building those relationships first. I have a student advisory group. You know, they kind of boss me around and tell me what we need to do here. And A-Leave, I think sometimes it's a challenge for people that the students have a voice in this evaluation process. But it sounds like you all have leveraged it, the support, the work that you all are doing. What would you say to teachers that are, you know, looking for the inspiration to try to figure out, like, how do I navigate this journey with TI?
I would definitely say lean into your leadership on your team. Shout outs to Ms. Sari and Ms. Bates and even the school secretary. Everyone plays an integral part in the success of my classroom, of the things that I do. So I would definitely tell teachers, make sure that you are using those resources because they can help you. Also, just to let them know, if you do everything that you're supposed to do, it's going to come. You know, I think TIA is kind of like the extra, the spice of it all. Yeah. But in essence, it's really just doing what's the best thing for kids and keeping that in your forefront of your mind.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's cool hearing you say that because I know you and I have had good, robust conversations around TIA and just the notion that, hey, the administrator coming in your room doesn't always have to be a bad thing. If we're collaborating around, like, hey, how can we make this better with this? It's like, man, I played basketball, I played sports, I was a teacher. It's like, man, essentially, that administrator is like your coach. You know, my coach would pull me out the game and say, hey, this is what I saw. This is what I would suggest, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So, but I appreciate you giving Miss Sari a shout out. So what about you?
Yeah, your school family is key, is really a key. And your team, the administrators, all the teachers, the paraprofessionals, the ladies that cook all our, you know, like food for our students, the custodians, all of them, all of them.
Everybody.
That's really a key, because then you create your own family with the students, with your school family, and everything's worked beautifully.
Wait, so I can't go in the classroom, close the door, and say, hey, I'm going to get it done on my own? It doesn't work that way?
No.
Then you won't be sitting here with you talking about this.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
I even tell the students, I depend on them as well. Yeah. Everybody has a role. Yeah. Your parent, you, me, the staff, Mr. Jose, the custodian.
Yeah,
everybody plays a part on the success of your school year.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, it truly does take a village. Like, you know, we always hear that. It takes a village, right? And it really does. Because I can think about, like, when I've had an idea for a lesson, and I will be like, Janice, so I have this idea. And then she will kind of help me. She's my specialist. Well, she was my former specialist. Now she's AP. But and she'll kind of, like, help me, because I'm a dreamer.
Yeah.
I'm just vision and dream, and I like, and she'll kind of be like, all right, come back. I'm like, all right, zone me back in. And,
exactly.
And even yesterday she was in my room. She's like, so I had an idea. And she like, and that's another thing. She is now my appraiser, but she'll be like, so I have an idea. And I think you'll, and I'm always wanting to try it. Like, yeah, why not? What's the worst that's going to happen? Again, sorry, guys. We have a do now for tomorrow now. But so I think it really just like, having confidence and faith in yourself. And I know sometimes in the first year, even the second year, that's hard. But when you feel, when you built that family, when you built those connections, not just like we were saying with our kids, but with our tribe of adults, of humans around us, and then understanding that I have been very privileged, and I have never felt an administrator came into my room for an I got you. I have never felt that from the top to the bottom. Even now, we haven't, like, my campus has a new principal. I have never felt, he's come in, and I'm just like, hey, like, I love it. Like, I have never felt like I've needed to prove myself to any admin on my campus. They believe in me. They trust me. And I think that's given me the confidence as, like, a newer year teacher, smaller year teacher, because it made me be like, yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. I mean, I think I had way too much confidence year one and two. Like, I have most first and second year teachers, they don't have yet. But it started with my admin believing in me and then me feeling okay to go talk to them. So it really is a two-way street. Like, if I don't feel the support from them, maybe that's how teachers do end up on this island. But I think sometimes they are also apprehensive because we don't communicate to them as well, right? So we also need to be open and communicate to them. And I think that even listening to y'all, communication is key.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, in any situation. Like,
ask.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah.
And like, ask. If they come in your room and you have a question about whether or not they wrote something you disagree with, just ask.
Like, I just want a clarification. I have never. And then when we're in our post conferences, they say, do you have any questions? Well, yeah, I just want to know. Like, I've had amazing appraisers, but I cried to Miss Taylor, who was my appraiser at the time, Mr. Ordóñez, who was my secondary, I believe, at the time, or maybe my primary, Miss Elsie. I don't want to teach AP. And they're like, okay, I taught AP. I was put into AP. And then now I love it. But they believed in me more than I believed in myself.
And they see the vision.
And they saw it. And now I'm like, now I'm sitting here with you guys and, you know, talking about this recognition that I remember getting my scorecard and being like, okay, no idea. I didn't even read it. And then even my specialist currently, Mr. Buckley, was like, Garcia, you saw the scorecard. And I was like, no, I didn't. I just left it
in
my
head. You saw it, but you didn't. It's like, I didn't process it. I didn't digest it. Yeah.
I didn't know what it meant. I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. It didn't resonate with me. So when the band comes marching down the hallway, I'm like, ugh, another thing. And then they stop at my door. I'm like,
Here's another thing for you.
I legit thought it was like a kid winning a scholarship. I don't know why I was so negative about it that day. It's like trauma for me because I felt so bad. But I was just like, but yeah, no, but yeah, I think it really does come down to communication and talking to your admin and. And I think admin believing in you too.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, I agree with that. Support. Yes. When your administrators are facilitators, that works wonderful. I took my dog Ringo, a service dog, to Alexander with the little ones. And when I talked to my administrator, to Ms. DeFelice, and she said, of course. And then, you know, that helped a lot with all our students from the whole school, amazingly. So when they support you, It's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yes. Yeah.
But you got to come prepared, though. Mm-hmm.
You do.
Yeah. Of course. But you got to come prepared. Mm-hmm. Every single time I come to Ms. Sari with an idea, like you said, a big idea, I already have how it's going to happen, how much it's going to cost, what I need to do. And as long as I have all my bases covered, there's not one time, like you said, they don't say no. Yeah. So I think a lot of having leadership that's open-minded to different things, to try different things, also helps me to be more enthusiastic about my job as well. Yeah. So
that matters. That's a big thing.
Yes.
Because I want to be excited about my about exactly. coming. And sometimes, like, you yourself can lose it. And, like, hey, I just admitted when the marching band came down, yeah, right? over. But then it kind of was like, it reignited my fire of, like, I am good at this. Yes. I do belong here. Like, you know.
Because you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel
you know, it. And yeah. It was just end of the year. Yeah. But, like, it really does matter. It changes you. And you have to believe it. You know how we always talk about the kids have to buy in?
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy in as well.
Exactly.
You have to buy in. If you don't buy in, they're not going to buy in. You can't expect someone to buy something that you don't believe in.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that... you all made my job really easy today. just because, you know, this is really about inspiring and encouraging, you know, your colleagues. And I think everything that you all shared, like, it hit the nail right on the head because it's about our professional practice, right? It's about, like you said, walking in every day knowing that, man, yeah, I can make a difference. And there's an art to it. You know, there's some intentionality that has to be there. There's a whole lot of collaboration and communication that has to be there. No, I can't just go in and close my door and expect that I'm going to be successful and then be angry when I don't get the outcomes I want. It's like it takes all of us working together, just like we are right now. And so I do want to thank each of you for giving up your time this morning and missing, you know, your tribe and your students. But today was a hopefully a helpful conversation for everybody here in A-Leaf-ISD. So I think that is all for us today. And so thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And go Rams.
Thank you.
This has been an AMP production.